T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, it is Football Friday with some great playoff games, looks like, that we'll have Saturday and on Sunday. To joining us this morning is Mark Ross from NFL Network. Mark, good morning. How you doing, brother?
Excellent. How about yourself?
Man, we're doing great. We're doing great. It's been over for a while, and we've gone through it. I know we lost some defensive coaches yesterday. What were your thoughts on the Dolphins overall this season?
Well, it was about kind of what I expected. I didn't have high hopes for them coming into the year, thinking they'd be a playoff team, be on the fringe like I thought. It was all about Tua, of course, just his development and what he was going to be, the flashes of brilliance that you saw, but the ultimate disappointment with the injuries. And but, you know, you put up a heck of a fight last weekend. You know, that was I did not expect that at all against the Bills going in there. I thought you'd get crushed. But that was a heck of a fight and had a chance to win, you know, kind of beat yourselves in that game. But roller coaster ride for the Dolphins this season. We'll see where it puts them going into the offseason the next year.
Well, so I just have one more question, because you are one of about five or six guys that comes on that takes a beating when you say stuff about Tua. And listen, I don't personally trust him to ever be my starting quarterback again, but Chris Greer said he's our starting quarterback next year. He'll be back. Got him on a real friendly, fourth year. And so we're going to go back with him. What were your thoughts when you heard Chris Greer say that? I was just curious.
Yeah, that was of course, that's GM talk, where he has to say that, and especially that he's not more injury concussion prone. I mean, the facts are there, and it's, you know, and I just state the facts. So that since I've been evaluating Tua since college, and everything I've said about him and felt about him, he's shown that. You know, I was worried he'd be injury prone because he doesn't protect himself well. He doesn't get out the way very well of people. You see the awkward falls that he had, the issues with pressure and making plays out of the pocket. I think everyone has seen all that with Tua. Now it's just whether you want to believe what you're seeing or not believe what you're seeing with him. So I think those flashes of those games where they destroyed those bad teams and they were looking like the best offense in football when everything came easy, everybody jumped on that. Well, here it is. Well, okay, now they played the good teams again, and he went back down to the struggles. So as an organization, there's a lot more that goes into it than just what you see on the field. I'm sure they love Tua as a person. They love what he does. They love what he brings as far as his leadership, and that kind of clouds your judgment for what you're actually seeing on the field. When you're personally invested in a guy, it's hard for organizations to really say, this is what that guy is. You're always hoping he gets better. You're always making excuses. And I think that's sort of that what's still going on with Tua, is like, nope, we don't. I know he keeps getting these concussions and keep getting hurt, but we're not going to believe actually that. Yeah. We think he's going to get healthy. And it's just, I think we'll be talking about the same thing again next year.
There's just, and you know, the other part of this, Mark, and there's, you get four or five guys in the draft that looks like they'll go in the first round. And I know you know all these things. You got a couple of guys that are out there. Carr's one of them, but you don't know about the rest of those guys, Lamar Jackson, and I'm guessing they're not just going to let him go. They're going to tag him at least. I wanted to ask you about Lamar Jackson. What do you think happens there in Baltimore with him?
Yeah, Lamar can't go anywhere. That organization has run too well. They got too many. John Harbaugh came out yesterday and said the guy's 200% there, and you just can't let Lamar Jackson, you just can't let him walk out the door. I mean, and okay, now who are you replacing him with? Okay, go find another MVP. And it's just too hard to do that in the NFL. So I think Lamar 100% will be there, whether they have to tag him, extend him, wait, anything possible. But Lamar Jackson has to be in Baltimore, and they know that. The brain trust there knows that.
I love the fact that they threw in he's going to be involved in helping us find a new offensive coordinator. I think Lamar just wants the friggin' money. Just get the contract done and we'll worry about if he does get tagged, would somebody throw a bunch of picks to get Lamar Jackson? What would be your thoughts on that?
I think the people that would be one of those or other teams know, like, this is there. They're just holding him in play. Don't even mess with that. Don't even waste your time. But someone might just come with a tremendous, tremendous offer that Baltimore can't. But I just don't see it. Someone will inquire, but there's absolutely no way that Baltimore will let that happen and just ultimately sign the guy.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, my gut feeling says he's back in Green Bay making a ton of money that he's due next year. What do you think will happen with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think he's going to walk back to that $60 million. Go do his – because he really just has that – I've been saying all season, even last season, it's the Aaron Rodgers Packers. It's not the Green Bay Packers. Everything that's taken place there over the last year and a half with him, he's dictated everything. We had to live through the drama with him, with the contract, with the players that he wants, with having more power. Everything there is what Aaron Rodgers wants. Now we're right back to that again this year. That contract that they gave him last season ultimately said he's going to be back another year because it's $60 million. If he walks out the door, unless he just retires, if they cut him, he'd still do that. So they're going to keep him because they can't just pay that money to someone that's not doing anything for him. And although he said he's going to take time, he'll do like he did last year. He'll just take time, go smoke that hoosha stuff, and come back whenever he wants to come back. And go get the 60 and play. I mean, it's all in his hands.
Mark, I think he found a little lady to go with that stuff that he was smoking now. I think he found some natural girl that was really into it, so he may have another little partner. By the way, his relationships don't last very long, so nobody have to worry about that. Yeah. So, I wanted to ask you about Carr. It's an interesting one, but I do the addition and I do the subtraction, and there's a shortage of quarterbacks. Seems like to me Carr's going to have a lot of teams interested in him. What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. As you said, there's just not enough. You know, you get through the big three or four or five, and then there's a couple that you know aren't going anywhere. Then after that, you're saying, well, who you're going to play? And despite his struggles this year, he still has had Pro Bowl seasons. He still is a leader. Everyone loves him. Everyone thinks that, hey, this guy can be – I mean, all that he went through with the Raiders and still was a stand-up guy through and through, sacrificed everything, that goes a long way with teams. So teams will look at all that and say, yep, this guy can still be the face of our franchise and get back to that Pro Bowl form that he has shown in the past. I've been saying he'd be a perfect match with Sean Payton. Wherever Sean Payton goes is very, very similar Derek Carr's career to Drew Brees' career at this certain time. Everyone remembers Drew Brees, the right. Hall of Famer, once he got to New Orleans, was rolling. But prior to that, when he was with the Chargers, had only made one Pro Bowl, coming off a shoulder injury, a lot of questions about Drew Brees. Boom, he goes with Sean Payton and unlocks it all, and they ride off into the Super Bowls and Pro Bowls and MVPs and all that stuff. Derek Carr at this stage of his career, very, very similar to where Drew Brees was at his same stage of his career when he got with Sean Payton.
Mark, is there a belief that Sean Payton goes, Vic Fangio goes with him? Because everybody seems to want Vic Fangio as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think they've been linked together, and Sean Payton knows the lay of the land, and he knows great coaches and who he's prepared and had to coach against. And, yeah, I think that would be an ultimate duo. You know, Vic Fangio has proven himself to be one of the best defensive coordinators in the league, you know, throw away whatever happened to the head coach, but just as a coordinator, for sure. So you've got an outstanding coaching staff there if you got Sean and Fangio together.
Let's talk about back to the Dolphins. Speaking of defensive coordinator, Josh Boyer is out with a couple of his assistant coaches there on the defensive side of the ball. Do you think they changed their style of defense because it wasn't as good with that Brian Flores style of super aggressive? Or do you can they change it, or you think they try to find somebody else and runs kind of the same style?
Yeah, I would say, you know, that's always the question when new coordinators come in. They always say we're going to be more aggressive and more disciplined. I guarantee you, whatever that first press conference, just put that in the bingo checkbox right. of what the big coordinator is going to say. So
yeah,
they'll have that. So. I would think it would be someone McDaniel has ties to, whatever his style is of that person, whether they were in San Fran with him. I think that might be the connect the dots. So that's more of the what you're looking for is some connection with McDaniel somewhere, and he'll pluck that guy, and whatever his style is, that's what it'll be.
Mark, I was just curious. I saw Brian Flores' name. With the Arizona job, because New England general manager now with a background with New England, I would be surprised to see Brian get a head coaching job, although I think a defensive coordinator job would not surprise me. Do you feel the same way, or could you see Brian Flores getting a head coaching job?
Yeah, I would be surprised that some New England connection would be the one with Arizona with that. Why people keep still hiring New England personnel, I have no idea, but that's a question for another show. But, yeah, those guys always are kind of together and hire each other and stay in that network, the New England network. So that would be the one. If he doesn't get that one, I can't perceive Brian Flores being a head coach coordinator without a doubt. That, I mean, he is a mastermind with that. How much input he had in Pittsburgh, I don't know, but they did a great job there down the stretch. So, yeah, if it's not Arizona, I couldn't see him getting a head coaching job.
Mark, I'm just rattling these off at you. I had one more for you, and I'll leave you alone. We keep talking about franchise quarterbacks, and I'm having trouble calling Purdy a franchise quarterback but manages great talent around him. How do you look at this Purdy story? Well, it's been a great story. Don't get me wrong. I know he's still got to throw the football and call the right plays, but what's your thoughts on Purdy?
Look, the guy, he is doing all that you said, but when you watch him too, he makes plays. And he really looked just like this in college. He's one of those where you're not believing what you're seeing. When you watch him in Iowa State and you looked at what he did there, started as a freshman, he broke all the records, Big 12. He had that dude did a lot of stuff. And when you watch him, he looked like, man, this guy knows how to play football, ton of moxie, accuracy, toughness. He showed you all of that stuff. But you come draft time, you're picking guys, the guy's little, doesn't have a great arm, can't play in the NFL. That's why he got drafted so late. So now he gets his chance. And if you remember before he first started, with all the good guys on the team were talking about him, how he handled himself in practice, he showed all, you know, they talked about all those same elements in practice. Now you say, okay, it's just practice. Now he's put them into the game at the highest level. And each week you keep expecting him to falter. And he's had a couple throws here and there, but for the most part, the guy's been masterful in the way he's played. So I think this is real. This is not some Cinderella story where he's just getting lucky and it's just because he's getting the ball to Debo and Kittle and all those guys. Yeah. He's making legitimate plays. And I think they're going to win again this weekend. They're going to be a tough out next week if they play Philly or New York. And if they get to the Super Bowl, and that's all because, yes, he manages it all. He's smart as can be, great moxie, but he also makes plays on his own.
So you're telling me that you wouldn't be surprised if he's a starting quarterback over a guy they gave up a lot of first-round picks for?
Yeah, that guy goes and makes it to the Super Bowl, wins the Super Bowl, he'll be the starting quarterback there next year.
The beauty of the National Football League, Mark, trying to figure this thing out, man. It's amazing. It is crazy, isn't it?
New, man. You never, they try to pin it down, and it's always something new. They're always a new guy.
Mark, thank you, man. Always nice having you. I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, joining us to talk a little bit about the playoffs, and we're not done because one guy that gets everything rolling is Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us in this 9 o'clock hour. We got tickets to give away, man.
You want to make someone's Friday?
Hey, you don't have two more tickets to the Celtics game on Tuesday.
I do. Len drove down to the box office. Scooped them up.
We know better than that. Now you went too far. But I know.
But we do have two.
Say.
We have two more tickets. Okay. We'll give them away in the 9 o'clock hour. In the
sounds
next
good.
Segment.
So keep listening. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Two tickets.
It's a big game, by the way. That'll be a fun game.
Celtics playing great, and the Heat starting to pick it up, and they got everybody healthy. That will be a great test on Tuesday to find out where this Miami Heat basketball team is. That's a great point. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership, Chapman Village. Chapman is fantastic. Chapman does unbelievable work for the homeless on the start to get them back out on their own. It's really that simple. Chapman's goal is always for the homeless. They bring in their two facilities, Homestead and Miami, is 2, 3, 4 months. Help them with mental health issues. Help them with babysitting services. Help the families and individuals find a job, a place to live, and get them back out on their own. Nobody else in this country is doing it like they do it at Chapman Partnership. So much fun to be involved with them, to be able to talk about them almost every day. Because I always tell everybody, that's the goal, man. It's not just a warm meal every day and how are you doing today before you go take your nap. No, it's about staying active, about helping them and really giving people a second chance in life. And nobody does it better than Chapman and the programs they have set up for the men, women, and children that are there. So each month they prepare and serve 3 meals a day to 800 men, women, and children at their Miami and Homestead Center. That's more than 800,000 meals annually and close to $1 million in operating costs. So we need your help and your support. So it's a new year and a great way to kick off a resolution to help those in our community who really need some help. So please join me at WQAM in 2023 as we help support families at Chapman and providing nutritious meal for their clients to create a sense of wellness and community. So go online to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal. That's chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal to sponsor a meal and sign up to serve in 2023. Hey, whether it's money or your time or just your time, a little bit of money, whatever combo you want, we would love to have you involved at Chapman. We can always use your help. We're always looking for great people. And obviously the money with this thing growing and getting bigger and bigger, we always need your financial help. So just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of Chapman Village in Dade County. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.